Welcome back to Match Fund Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. An interesting issue has cropped up in Milwaukee. I want to get into it in a much deeper level than anybody's been discussing it so far. You know that right after one of the Bucks games, there was some shooting downtown Milwaukee, down in the entertainment district, the so-called Deer District, going over to Water Street, where there are a whole string of bars and clubs that people go to. And it's a great, great area. Water Street, that whole area around there is a great area. Now, a bunch of kids came down, and when I say kids, I'm not kidding. One of the people shot was 15 years old, and many of them were carrying guns. In our gun culture right now, it's very easy to get a gun. Some of them were holding them illegally. They didn't have a concealed carry permit, but some presumably did. And a couple of them were there, and they saw a guy across the street, and they only gave his initials, named R.L. R.L. And they had a dispute with R.L., so the way they handled it, one of them pulled out a Glock and just started to shoot at R.L. right across the street. Right across the street. There were cars, there were passersby. A 47-year-old woman got shot in the chest. 47 years old. Fortunately, none of these people died. These people were bad shots. R.L. got hit, but R.L. had a gun, and he started to shoot back. And if you see the video and hear the video, it's pop, 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 pop. It's sort of like one of those old Westerns with cheap sound effects, you know, before modern Westerns. If I go really back, there's people out there that probably remember the Hopalong Cassidy movie. Hopalong Cassidy was this guy, sort of a gentlemanly cowboy. He had a big white hat. You know, they weren't too much on nuance with their symbolism. He had a big white hat. The bad guys all had black hats. And his sidekick was a guy named Sagebrush. This old bearded, whiskery guy. Couldn't shoot the broadside of a barn. And Hopalong Cassidy and Sagebrush would ride along looking for evil to overcome. And when I went to Sedona, Arizona, I realized where they had filmed it, because Sedona, Arizona is one of the most beautiful places in the world. They have these huge, huge red rocks, boulders. They're enormous. They're bigger than buildings. And those same rocks were in the Hopalong Cassidy movies, and Sagebrush and Hopalong would be riding along, and suddenly a bunch of guys in black hats, and remember, they're a little short on the nuance part of this, would come riding around, and they go pop, pop, pop. And then Hopalong Cassidy would pull out his gun and go pop, 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 and a couple of them would fall off a horse. I mean, that was the extent of their special effects. But, you know, I was 7 years old or something, 10 years old, and you know, that was all I needed. In any event, that's what happened in Milwaukee. So now the question is coming up. Is the relative crime rate in Milwaukee as opposed to Nashville, which are the only two finalists for the Republican National Committee convention, will that cut us out? Because remember, the convention, the Republican convention, would be in the Bucks arena, where the Bucks play. That's where it would be, and a lot of this stuff happened a few blocks away. So people are saying, what will the Republican National Committee do? Nashville is slightly larger than Milwaukee by 100,000 people, but it is half our murders up till now, or half our shooting resulting in death, and half our shootings that didn't result in death. Half. So the question is, what about it? The word from the Republican National Committee apparently is they're not going to look at this one episode, but they're going to look at the safety plan put into effect by Milwaukee to obviously protect delegates. Because remember, if the Republican National Committee comes in, just like the Democratic National Committee in 2020, it has about a $250 million impact in Wisconsin, and not just southeastern Wisconsin. When the Democratic National Committee committed to us, and then COVID is what took it away. The Democratic National Committee didn't take it away. you couldn't have an assembly of people. We got shafted, but we had reserved rooms at O'Hare Airport and Kenosha and Racine. We'd reserved rooms in Madison and all through Waukesha County and Dane County up to Madison. We'd reserved rooms in Sheboygan. So that's all of Ozaukee County and Washington County and half of Sheboygan County. And there were vans. And what would happen is at the end of the delegate day, you'd be in a van. And O'Hare Airport is about 90 minutes, maybe a little less. Madison, you know, with not too much traffic, is maybe, you know, 80 minutes, something like that. Sheboygan's about 55 miles, you know. And we don't have the hotel rooms that New York City does, where everybody can be two blocks away. Anyway, we want that convention. A lot of people say, hey, Matt, you were the chairman of the Democratic Party. You were elected twice. I was chairman of the Democratic Party. Why would you want the Republican National Convention? The reason is the economic impact on Wisconsin, a lot of Wisconsin, number one. And number two, I'm an American. There are two parties, and there are people in the Republican Party who are trying to fight to restore their party. And I'm thinking of Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and even Mitt Romney a little bit. So we want this. Tourism wants this. We want conventions, and we have to have the appearance and reality of safety. Now, what do you do? The fact is, if you just have urban gangs come walking into the downtown at night with guns, you're not going to be safe. Period. End of story. What the mayor is suggesting in the Common Council is, first of all, that there be a curfew for people under 21, not under 18, under 21. And it would be, you have to be 21 or higher or older to come into a perimeter of the downtown area after, and pick a time, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. Now, does that, quote, discriminate, end quote, against 19-year-olds and 20-year-olds? Sure. Is that illegal? No. Age discrimination is only illegal when it's applied to people over 40 years of age. So you sue for age discrimination, you're over 40, and you have a legitimate case, which frequently may or may not be the case, you can bring it. But if you bring a case and say, I'm 20 and they didn't give me the job, or I'm 19, they'll throw you out. The idea being, you have a long life ahead of you, Jack. You know, whereas the older people are coming to the end. So you can do this. You can do this. There are more extreme proposals. Set up a perimeter on downtown Milwaukee. And there are various discussions on where the perimeter would be. And then you have metal detectors. And you have places where people can come. And you don't let anybody in without a metal detector. I think that's a little much. I don't espouse that. But anybody under 21, even before 11 o'clock, can't come in. That's another proposal. So there are a lot of proposals, but you simply cannot permit urban gangs to come into downtown Milwaukee armed with guns. Because if they see another gang member, this happens in prison all the time, they will shoot them. They'll shoot right across the street. And that's how a 47-year-old woman who has just happened to be there took a bullet in the chest. She survived, thank God. I don't know how she survived. My God almighty. And others got very, very badly injured. So the bottom line, I think this is good, is that we are still competitive with Nashville, even though Nashville has half the murders and half the shootings that didn't result in murder to date this year than we do, and they have 100,000 more in population. Now, the other thing is, I mean, we're going to have to get more cops on the street, especially at night and especially downtown. But other neighborhoods are suffering as well. I knew a fella who worked in the building where my office was, and he worked downstairs. I think it was in food service. Very, very nice fella. And he lived in a kind of a rough part of town. We're talking one night, and I said, what do you like to do in your spare time? He said, you know what I do? I go home, I think 5 o'clock, 5:30. I buy some food, maybe a couple of beers. I go to my apartment, I lock it, double lock it, and sit in a chair there. I don't go out. And he was afraid, frankly, to walk out on a street in his own neighborhood. And there's some very good people who are forced by economic circumstances to live in very dangerous areas. So this business of reigning in crime has to go beyond just downtown. But, you know, if it's going to start costing us conventions, that, and remember something, you may say, ah, well, 250 million, it wouldn't come to the average guy. That's ridiculous. It comes to everybody who works in a restaurant or a hotel, who works, who makes beds in a hotel, who works in a restaurant. It goes to everybody who works in a store, every Uber driver, every small business. Money spreads through the economy, and it spreads several times. If you pump 250 million in, the people that get that, which is for services, for goods, for food, for cabs, whatever it is, hotel rooms, they report it as income and pay taxes on it. And they pay wages. And then with their profits, they buy things for their families. They buy clothing, they buy cars. They might go on vacation. And the people then who get that money also pay taxes and pay employees and wages and withholding. It's very, very good to bring conventions into Wisconsin. There was a time when Milwaukee had such a stodgy image, you know, the kind of conventions they got. They once got a convention of prison guard chaplains. Okay, prison guard chaplains. These are not big spenders, they're not big tippers. But a national political convention is a very big deal. And every night on the national news, there'd be a little promo tape of Milwaukee, and we need that. And when the Bucks won the national championship last year, not this year, but last year, we were all over the place. And then the Brewers are doing very well. If they ever get in the World Series again, the same thing will happen. Of course, the Packers, it always happens. We need that publicity for our great state. It is a great state, and we need economic activity. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.